Ireland is cleaning up today from the strongest storm to hit the country in almost 60 years. The remnants of Hurricane Ophelia have left 125,000 Irish homes and businesses without power and almost 60,000 without water. Not long before it hit the island, Ophelia was the strongest storm ever recorded in the eastern North Atlantic, and it's been a year of such storms. Before Ophelia, there was Harvey, Irma, and Maria. They wreaked havoc from Texas to the Caribbean. A month after Maria, much of Puerto Rico is still without electricity or clean water, and people who can are leaving the island, including what many experts think will become an exodus of university students trying to finish their degrees. The World's Carolyn Beeler recently spent a day with one student who's just transferred from a school in San Juan to one in Miami.
What type of reactions were they? They were exergonic and endergonic.
Rosa Marie Palerme is taking meticulous notes as her professor at St. Thomas University scribbles chemical reactions on a whiteboard.
Energy out. In an exergonic reaction.
If someone had told Palerme a month ago that she'd be sitting here in Miami with her multicolored pens and highlighters, she wouldn't have believed them.
No way. Like, there's no way that can happen.
That's because a month ago, Palerme was in her apartment in San Juan with her parents and two older brothers hiding from Hurricane Maria.
We were bunkered in the hallway, and you could hear the winds, and the building would sway. We felt kind of like a boat.
Palerme pulls out her iPhone to show me a video.
That's the wing hitting, like, the windows and the walls. That was, like, straight 8 hours has just been, like, pretty creepy.
When the winds died down, the apartment was okay. But outside, life as Palerme knew it was on hold.
I worked at a mall, and the mall's completely destroyed. So I couldn't work.
Classes were suspended at Sacred Heart University, where Palerme studied.
I am a biology major, hoping to go to vet school. So to graduate is, like, the main goal right now.
So when Palerme heard that a small Catholic university in Miami was offering free room and board and tuition discounts to students displaced by the hurricane, she jumped at the chance to transfer.
So we're going to stop in every floor?
Yeah. Sorry.
Palerme moved into her dorm on St. Thomas's gated campus in Miami Gardens 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The walls above her desk and bed are bare.
Because I literally left with nothing. Like, I just had my clothes. Like, all this is new, the towels, the fridge. Thank God I have a credit card.
And air conditioning. And running water.
Coming from no signal, no water, no light, sweating so much because of the humidity, coming here was like a big relief.
St. Thomas joins Florida's public colleges and universities, the State University of New York system, and schools like Tulane in New Orleans to offer tuition discounts to students displaced by Maria. Palerme was the first student to move in at St. Thomas. In the last 2 weeks, roughly 50 others from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands have arrived.
Hopefully you haven't gotten a roommate yet.
Palerme introduces me to her across-the-hall neighbor, Luis Rodriguez, who's walking into his room with an armful of grocery bags.
I have some cereal, some soap, and a shaver because I need to shave.
So when did you arrive here?
Yesterday. It was a relief because it's been like a month since I've had any air conditioning and hot water. It's just amazing.
So did you take your first hot shower of the past month?
I took two hot showers.
This growing contingent of Puerto Rican students all share meals together in the school's small dining hall. They pull tables together so they can all sit with each other.
I feel like I'm not alone.
This is senior psychology major Victoria Angulo.
If I say something or if I feel sad, they felt the same way. We support each other.
Angulo, Palerme, and the other students at dinner have found a community here. But they're feeling very disconnected from the family they've left behind at home. Here's freshman Luis Alviles.
You know, I still got my mom down there. I still got my brother down there. I still got my dad down there. And not talking to them every single day, that's a bad part of it.
Cell phone service is still spotty in Puerto Rico, even in San Juan. Rosa Marie Palerme is never sure if she's going to reach her parents when she calls home to check in.
Hola, Bobby. ¿Cómo está?
She gets through to her mom via her brother on my visit. We talk in Palerme's dorm room, sitting on a new bright yellow bedspread she just bought from Target.
You're on speaker.
Hola. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Surviving.
Palerme looks concerned as she listens to her mom say there's still not enough food or water at grocery stores.
When I wake up, I try to be positive. I'm sorry if I cry. But excuse me. You get frustrated because when you go out on the street, you see there's nothing happening. You feel like trapped in a place that is not moving.
You know, I understand that your sons are also leaving for the mainland. How do you feel with them leaving?
Sad because I'm not here with them, but happy at the same time because I know they're going to be safe in another place, moving on with their lives, because if they're okay, I'm okay.
This is clearly not easy for Palerm to listen to.
First, I felt narcissistic because obviously I'm leaving them like in the struggle to go better my life.
But she knows an education is what her parents want for her. And with free room and board here, there's also a practical upside to leaving for school.
I'm one less person that they have to worry to feed.
In the short term, at least, a lot of people like Palerm are leaving. Jorge Duani, who's an anthropologist at Florida International University, says these early arrivals are just the beginning of a much larger wave.
At this point, we don't have a good estimate of how many people exactly will move, but I think everyone agrees that it's going to be massive. We're talking about 350,000 to perhaps 500,000.
Puerto Rico's already lost a lot of people because of recent economic challenges, but this latest wave could be called environmental migrants because of the role of climate change in making Maria and other recent storms worse than they would have been otherwise. And Duani says this environmental migration will only make Puerto Rico's economic problems worse.
That kind of loss will mean a smaller tax base, less economic activity, fewer incentives to remain, especially for those who can find jobs here in the States.
In the short term, tuition breaks for Puerto Rican students will help them graduate on time, go to grad school. But over time, Duani warns that could exacerbate the island's brain drain.
The other thing we don't know is how many people will remain here in the States or whether they'll go back once life returns to normalcy on the island.
For Rosa Marie Palerm, the relative permanence of her move to the mainland didn't really sink in until she was at the airport with her mom waiting to leave San Juan.
I was in the security line and she hugs me really tight and then she started crying. I'm like, why are you crying? I'm going to cry. She's like, because you're not coming back. It didn't hit me. I'm like, wow, I'm probably not going to come back in a while because I'm going to go home and there's going to be no light or anything.
That question of if and when Puerto Ricans return home could also have big implications for the demographics of Florida, which is a battleground in national politics. Many displaced students here at St. Thomas say they don't see a future for themselves on the island anymore. But Palerm's family ties bind tight. She says she does want to go back.
Don't know when that is. Might be a year or 2 years, but I want to go back. I love my little island. I want to be a part of helping it get better.
For The World, Carolyn Beeler, Miami.